This is Akashwani. The news read by Tanvi Khurana. Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnav has said that a major transformation has taken place in rail connectivity with the operationalization of the rail link between Jammu and Srinagar. Addressing the gathering after flagging off the extended Srinagar-Jammu Vande Bharat Express service from Jammu Tawi Railway Station yesterday, Mr. Vaishnav said it will benefit the passengers from all over the country by providing access by railway to the hilly region of Jammu and Kashmir. He said, keeping in view the rising passenger demand, the number of coaches in this train has been increased from 8 to 20. Prime Minister Narendra Modi addressed the 11th Heads of Mission Conference in New Delhi yesterday. The conference was organized by the Ministry of External Affairs from 28th to 30th of April. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar delivered the inaugural address yesterday. External Affairs Ministry said in a statement that Mr. Modi provided valuable guidance on promoting India's national interests abroad. Over the course of 3 days, the heads of mission participated in yoga, brainstorming sessions, tabletop exercises and thematic discussions touching upon various geopolitical developments, emerging technologies, the Bharat story and future-ready diplomacy. This year's Heads of Mission Conference was centered around the theme Reforming Indian Diplomacy for 2047. The Promotion and Regulation of Online Gaming Rules 2026 came into force today, marking a significant step in regulating India's rapidly expanding online gaming sector. The rules operationalize the provisions of the Promotion and Regulation of Online Gaming Act 2025 aimed at ensuring user safety while promoting innovation and growth in the industry. The new framework introduces a complete ban on online money games, including those based on chance, skill, or a mix of both. It also prohibits the advertisement and financial transactions linked to such platforms. It added that violations may attract stringent penalties, including imprisonment and fines. The Calcutta High Court has dismissed a petition filed by the Trinamool Congress challenging the appointment of central government employees as supervisors in vote counting centres. In his ruling, Justice Krishna Rao said that it is the prerogative of the Office of the Election Commission of India to appoint the counting supervisor and counting assistant either from the state government or the central government. This court does not find any illegality in appointing counting supervisor and counting assistant from the central government or central PSUs. The judgment noted that under Section 100 of the Representation of the People Act, if it is later proven that the Election Commission's decision gave undue advantage, leading to the defeat of a Trinamool candidate by a Bharatiya Janata Party candidate, the result may be illegally challenged. Budh Purnima is being celebrated today. It not only marks the day when Gautam Budh was born, but also the day when he attained Nirvan under the Mahabodhi tree at Bodh Gaya in Bihar. This day is commemorated by Buddhists and Hindus all over the world. President Draupadi Murmu has greeted the citizens on the occasion of Budh Purnima. In her message, President Murmu said that this sacred day marks the epoch making events of Lord Buddha's advent on earth, enlightenment and Mahaparinirvan. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will inaugurate the sacred holy relics exposition of Tathagata Buddha and 2569th Budh Purnima celebrations at Jivitsthal Bhotang Chogla Msar Leh today. Mr. Shah will also be laying the foundation stone of 10,000 litres per day capacity dairy plant in Kargil from Central Institute of Buddhist Studies, Leh. In IPL cricket, Gujarat Titans defeated Royal Challengers Bengaluru by 4 wickets at Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad last night. Chasing 156 for victory, Gujarat Titans overhauled the target with 4 wickets in hand and 25 balls to spare. And that is the end of this news bulletin.